Welcome to the Brands and Bubbly podcast, where we talk business tips and resources for female entrepreneurs looking for support in the small business community. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Hillary.
Hey everyone, it's Kelly. It is just going to be me today, and I wanted to come on for this episode and talk about the importance of really mastering your mindset, because I really feel that when you master your mindset is when you really start to become successful as an entrepreneur. And if you think about it, you know, starting a business is really scary, right? So I feel like every day we're facing some type of fear, right? So whether that's imposter syndrome or maybe fear of lack, maybe you're afraid that, you know, you're not going to have the solid income that you had at a full-time 9-to-5 job. You know, there's all these little pieces of fear that come into our minds, you know, when we decide to leap into entrepreneurship, really. So, and, you know, to be completely transparent, it's really been something that I have struggled with as well. And it wasn't until I really started to focus in on doing a mindset practice that I really started to see myself thrive in my business. And, you know, that's going to look different for everyone. I'm going to share with you what I personally do. And if it doesn't speak to you, that's okay. My advice is that you just focus in on what these things mean for you, right? So for me, I'm really big into manifestation, into vibrations and things like that. I wake up every day and I write down what I'm grateful for, and I will sit in the emotions that I feel when I think of the things that I am grateful for, right? So it's not just about like writing down, oh, I'm so grateful for a cup of coffee. What is the feeling that you get when you take your first sip of coffee? So it's adding a little bit more to it. It's not just writing the things down. It's actually feeling what you feel when you're experiencing gratitude for these things. Another thing that I do is I'll take a survey of my state of mind every morning. And if I feel fearful in any way, if I feel anxious in any way, I will actually do EFT tapping on that issue. So I forget what the acronym stands for, and I apologize, but if you go onto YouTube and check out Brad Yates, he is fabulous. He will walk you through an EFT practice if you want to give it a try. If you don't want to give it a try, that's okay too. Like I said, I'm just going to be sharing with you things that personally work for me. And really just focusing in on the things that make me happy in the morning, right? So I will sit down and I will read for a few minutes, and I'll read 10 pages from, I call it like a for fun book, like a book club book or something that I've been wanting to read. And then in addition to that, I'll also sit down and read 10 pages from a business book. So I'm always doing something where I'm expanding my mind and I'm learning. So between those three things, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking positively. I am pushing out the energy of things that are stuck energetically in my body through EFT. And then I'm doing something that lights me up. And that's before I even get out of bed in the morning, aside from getting my cup of coffee. So starting your day with a positive mindset is so important when you take on the rest of your day, right? So maybe journaling isn't for you. Maybe it's walking your dog. Maybe it is, coloring or drawing or something like that. But take time in the morning to do something that is going to put your mindset in a positive space. Another thing that I think is important in addition to you know, having that morning routine where you are really focusing in on starting your day with a positive mindset is, you know, when something happens that may be unexpected or you might consider negative, to really try and find the silver lining in it. And I know that can definitely be easier said than done, because I feel like a lot of times when something happens, you know, like we might get stuck in traffic or something like that, and then all of a sudden our whole day is, you know, quote unquote ruined. But then, you know, for that example, being grateful that, you know, maybe you weren't the person in the car accident and that you're only going to be late to work, right? So there's ways to think about things, and to train your brain to look at situations in a more positive light than to just let little things just kind of have you go down this rabbit hole of negative thinking. And another thing that I think is important to highlight too, especially as a business owner, is boundary setting, because it really is a part of your mental well-being, right? Like being able to, and that's not even in your professional life, like it's in your personal life too, right? Like those two things overlap, but being able to set boundaries and prioritize tasks, you know, learning to say no, delegating and, you know, saying no to the tasks that either are too much for you or maybe even things that you don't even like doing. So I remember when I was working on the boutique, I was getting completely overwhelmed. I was saying yes to everything. Anytime anyone wanted me to come, you know, bring my clothing and pop up somewhere, I would say yes. But it just started to become too much. And I remember sitting down one day and I'm like, okay, I am so unbelievably overwhelmed. What is it about my business that I like doing? And I wrote on one side of the paper the things that I love to do. And then I wrote the things on that I didn't like to do on the other side of the paper. And the things that I didn't like doing, I thought to myself, okay, how can I take these things off of my plate? And one of those things was shipping. As much as I loved to have orders coming in, you know, my customers supporting me, I would sometimes get frustrated because I would have just finished, you know, packing all the orders and then bringing them to the post office, and then I would get more in. And I would sometimes get frustrated, and I'm like, why am I getting frustrated that my business is successful? I don't want to put that kind of energy out there. I don't want people to not shop with me. The whole point of my business is that so people can shop with me and buy clothing and, you know, get the things that they want. And I just didn't like that I was putting that negativity into my business. So I thought, okay, how can I shift this? How can I change this? How can I get this piece off of my plate? And sometimes it can be really hard as an entrepreneur, right? Like, especially if you're a small business and you're just starting out and you don't necessarily have the financial ability to do something like that. But for me, what it looked like with the boutique at the time was a transition to drop shipping. So I actually started my boutique out of the basement of my home, and then COVID hit, and you know, all of these things happened, and I had to pivot my business, and I transitioned to drop shipping. So I would have some clothing on hand, but then I fully transitioned to drop shipping so that every time an order was placed, there was a warehouse that was fulfilling the orders, and there was a warehouse that was you know, sending out the orders for me. And it just completely took that task off of my plate so that I could focus on the things that I really loved about my business, which was building relationships with people and, you know, doing the marketing and the social media management, the website design, and, you know, maintaining the back end of my website, like all of those things that I enjoyed, I got to spend more time on. So you know, delegating and taking that off my plate allowed me to work on my business instead of in my business, which I feel like is an important shift to make as a business owner. And in addition to that, I think, you know, talking about outsourcing and potentially delegating tasks and, you know, passing things along and streamlining your processes, it really puts you as a business owner in a growth mindset. And being in a growth mindset is good because it is going to give you the opportunity to step away from your business, right? So, you know, I hear a lot of my like social media friends, you know, that have social media management companies or web designers, you know, they'll take on all of this work and it's great because they're making great money and they're doing really well. But at the same time, they don't have the ability to step away from their business, right? So that's where the whole conversation between being an entrepreneur and a CEO comes in, right? So entrepreneurs are really about the hustle. And when you have a growth mindset or a CEO mindset, you're thinking about, okay, how can I grow my business and how can I take steps and set boundaries and do things so that I can go on vacation and I can step away, and my business will still run without me. So I think like that's part of a big shift with mindset in business owners too. So again, you know, it's the mindset in the morning. It's the things that you're doing throughout the day. You know, if you're stressed, get moving. You know, I'm probably not the first person that you've heard that from, right? We're not meant to sit at the computer all day. You know, get outside, get moving. I recently purchased one of those, a standing desk and one of those little treadmills to go under my desk. And I will walk 3 miles while I am answering emails. And before I was just sitting on my butt for an hour. And now I have this practice where, you know, when I'm spending an hour doing a task that is essentially mindless, I'm just going to walk while I do it. And I move my body and, you know, I do the things that release stress. And like I said, too, like I do understand how hard it can be because I myself have been stuck in a rut. And it really does take effort. Like every single day, you need to be putting effort into your mindset. I feel like a lot of people are just waiting for the days where they're waking up in the morning and they're happy. Like they're waiting to wake up and just be happy. That may happen sometimes, right? Like we may get a brand new car. We may, you know, have something really lovely happen in the morning or throughout the day and we're happy. But aside from that, like you really need to put energy into keeping a positive mind. Positive frame of mind takes effort and work. You know, it takes work to be happy. And I feel like a lot of people miss the mark on that, you know. Mindset is one of the most important things that you need to focus on, your mental health. Because if you don't have a positive mindset or good mental health, you know, you're not going to be productive. You're not going to get things done. You know, just think about all the things that you do when you're sad, right? Like probably not much. So I know that I'm talking about, some things that might seem a little woo-woo to some people, but, they really have worked for me. So my morning mindset is the biggest thing. It honestly shifted my whole perspective on business and life, putting energy into being positive and having a positive mindset. And that's not to say that, you know, I'm successful at it every day because, like I said, it does take work. But I'm aware enough to know that I need to focus on it so that when something does come up, I'm able to recognize it and I'm able to make those shifts because I have the awareness. So again, like I said, in the morning I wake up, I write my gratitude, and not only do I write my gratitude, but I feel my gratitude emotionally. I will journal and do EFT and get out all of my feelings, whether it's anxiety or stress, anything that I need to just get out, I do that first thing in the morning. And I, like I said, will read a book. I'll continue educating myself. I will read something for fun. I will move my body throughout the day, whether that's walking the dog or walking on my little mini treadmill while I am answering emails. When those little annoyances in my day come up, I try to find the positive in them. Finding those tasks that you don't like to do that you can take off of your plate. And I think, you know, in addition to that, I want to add, not overloading your goals for the day, right? And I'm guilty of this too. Like sometimes I'll sit down and I'll have like 20 things that I need to do. And then by the end of the day, like I maybe have gotten to like 5 or 6 of them. And then I just feel defeated. Like I didn't have a productive day. But in reality, I actually did have a productive day. My to-do list was just way too long, right? So another thing that I found beneficial for me was choosing 5 top priorities for the day. And I write those down on my goals list for the day. So I actually have a weekly planner Monday through Friday. And I every day write down, you know, these are the top 5 things that I want to get done today. And it allows me to feel good at the end of the day because 90% of the time I do all of them because there's only 5. We can continue to pile on the tasks, you know, because as humans, we always have a million things to do or that we want to do. But really, really narrowing it down and focusing on the things that are priorities, and also doing the hardest things first, right? So I think I had read something once that talked about most people are only productive for about 90 minutes a day. So whether you're a night person or a morning person or wherever you are the most productive, that's when you're going to want to do those your biggest priority task of the day or the thing that you find hardest, right? And I've really adapted that concept. So for me, I'm more of a morning person. So if I have like a big task that I'm just like, oh, I really just don't want to do this, I will just get it out of the way first. And then everything else after that doesn't feel as heavy or doesn't feel as hard. And it makes my day more positive. So, I mean, if you're a nighttime person, that's fine. You can, you know, shift around whatever works for you. But really tuning in on the goals for the day and only giving yourself like 4 or 5 has been so huge for me in my mindset. So again, I hope that by listening today, you'll maybe start to become more aware of how you're thinking and looking at your business. And I hope you truly start to take some time for yourself and to figure out the things that light you up and the things that work for you in shifting your mindset. And I wish you the best of luck in your business.